The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. The Mishpat of Ram ben Esther. The Rabbi Moshe ben Nun Aruach Hashem Tinihen. Began Eden. And we begin today's daf. Kuf Yud Amud Rishon. And we are exactly. I'm going to be Abba. How many lines down is that?
Five from the middle.
Five from the wide lines. Okay. Amar bi Abba. Ba Rav Yitzhak Amar Rav Chizda. Ba Amri La Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Mitzor ve'ad Kartigni. From the city of Tzor. All the way to Kartigni. What is Kartigni? Tzor, it says, was in Lebanon. Tzor. Tzor is Lebanon. And Kartigni, no, it says, oh, Kartagnia, which is to the southeast of Spain. Okay, that's what they want to say. Oh, Spain. Okay. Anyway, from Lebanon to Spain, to that area, Mitzor ve'ad Kartigni, Bekirin et Yisrael. The Goyim know Am Yisrael, which means they know about the glory of the Jewish people. Everybody heard about the Jewish people. The Beit HaMikdash, the glory, and all that stuff. And not only that, V'tevihim shem ha-shamayim. And they also know about their God. And they, I mean, in those areas, they believed in Hashem, and not in Avodah Zarah. V'tevihim shem ha-shamayim. U'mitzor kelapim ma'arav. Now, from Tzor to the west, u'mekartigni kelapim mizrach, I go to the east of Kartigni, and makirim et Yisrael, they don't recognize Yisrael, v'lot abihim shem ha-shamayim. And all they recognize God. I want to say Hadushia. These two things are interrelated. The Goyim that recognize the glory of Yisrael automatically came to the recognition that there's abihim shem ha-shamayim, there's a God. But those that not come to recognize the greatness of Am Yisrael, they did not come to recognize the glory of God, which means these two things are interrelated. Somebody that's makir gadlut Yisrael, it's very easy to come to understand there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. When you see all the miracles that were done for Am Yisrael, against all odds, and you see how small the population is, how much troubles Am Yisrael went through, and still Am Yisrael is around, automatically you have to say to yourself, must be the God is ruling them. But if you deny to recognize Am Yisrael, then you cannot even come to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Etive Rav Shimi Bar Chiya L'Rav. Here's the question. It says the Pasuk, V'mizrach Shemesh Ve'ad Mebo'o Gadol Shemi Bagoyim U'b'chol Makom Muktar U'mugash L'Shmi U'mencha Tehora. Here it says the Pasuk that the Goyim understood that there's a God no matter where they were. Mimizrach Shemesh. That means in the east, where the sun rises, Admibo all the way to the west, where the sun sets. Gadol Shemi Begoyim. My name is great by the Goyim, and in every place, Muktar Umugash Nishmi. They're bringing Korbanot in my name. That includes the whole world, from the east to west. Everything, everybody's serving God. You told me no, from Sur to Kartigni. So Gemara says, Amar le, Shimiat? Are you Shimi? You're known to be a big Chacham. You're known to be the big scholar. Is that you asking such a question? I didn't mean that when I said that the Goyim that are outside those borders, they don't recognize God. I just meant to say, Dekaru le, Elaha Delaha. Which means they recognize God, but they call God the God of the gods. That means they believe in other gods as well. Jeez, from that area, from Tzur to Kartigni, they believe in God exclusively. But outside of those areas, they believe in God. They just call him Elohim Elohim. He's the king of all the gods. But basically what we're saying, the whole world believed in God at that time. Bechol makom muhtar umugash lishmi. It says, wherever the Goyim were, Bechol Makom, they were bringing Korbanot, L'Shem Shamayim. So Gemara says, Bechol Makom, Sankadatach. To be everywhere in the world, they bring Korbanot to Hashem. Amar Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amar Biyunatan, Elu Talmidei Hachamim, Ha'oskim Batorah, Bechol Makom, מעלעני עליהם כאילו מקטירים ומגישים לשמי. That's the תלמידי החכמים. The תלמידי החכמים are scattered all over the world. Wherever you have תלמידי החכמים sitting and learning, the Gemara considers it as if they were bringing all the korbanot. So every place in the world this korbanot being brought. Where? In the Midrash. When the Hachamim are studying, what's the explanation? So one explanation we once said was as follows. The greatest korban that a person can bring is himself. The Pasuk says, Zivhei Elohim Ruach Nishbara. The greatest korban that can be brought to God, Zivhei, not only one, Zivhei, many korbanot, is when a person has a low spirit. Ruach Nishbara. Hot humility. Now we know, to study Torah in a group, Talmidei Chachamim, the prerequisite to study Torah has to be, you have to have humility. Why? Because you have to be willing to accept your friend's opinion. You have to be willing to say, I made a mistake. Those that are searching for the truth, if they have an ego, so therefore, they're not going to admit that they made a mistake. And therefore, when you have Talmidei Chachamim that are sitting and studying Torah, basically you have a room filled with humility. And when you find humility, it's as if they have sacrificed themselves. All the korban, because they're sacrificing themselves. Because what is a person himself? His ego. When you sacrifice your ego, that's the biggest korban that you can bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, we said, Menacha Tehora. It says, and they're bringing pure Menachot. Ze Halomed Torah Betahara. That's someone that studies Torah in purity. What does that mean? He went to the mikveh? So the Gemara says, no. No se isha, v'ankech lo bet Torah. He gets married first, and then he studies. Which means he doesn't have any bad thoughts, he doesn't have to worry about his yetzarara. No se isha, he gets married first, then he can devote his life to the study of Torah. Shir ha-malot, hine barichu et Adonai. Kol avde Adonai, omedim bebet Adonai, balilot. Says David Melech says, "Berichu et Hashem, praise God. Those servants of God that stand in the house of God at night, my balelot. Who are these servants that are standing in the house at night? Amar Rabbi Yohanan elu tamidei hachamim haoskin b'Torah b'layla. That's the yeshivas that are studying Torah at night, like we saw in the Gemara Eruvin." The reason why God created the night for studying. No more work, you can't work, it's dark outside, you go to the midrash, you learn. Wow, so the Pasuk says, Ha'omedim bebet Hashem balelot. So it's as if they're osek ba'avodah. That means even though you don't bring korbanot at night, but Talmidei HaChachamim that are studying at night, it's as if they're bringing korbanot on the Mizbeach at night. I guess the Mizbeah did have korbanot at night. All the fats and the leftovers from the day would be burnt the entire night. So Talmidei HaChachamim, it's like they're omnim bebet Hashem. Even though they're in the Bet Midrash in America. But when you're sitting in the Bet Midrash, it's like you're Bet Hashem. You're like the Bet HaMikdash. Balelot, bringing the sacrifices. Furthermore, it says in the Pasuk, and the Vrei Yamim, Shlomo sent to Hiram, the king of Tzor, Shlomo said, I want to build the Bet HaMikdash. I want to bring the Ketoret over there, I want to bring the Korbanot, Lechem HaPanim, Korban Ola, on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbat, on the holidays. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. And I want these Korbanot to last, Shlomo said, forever. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? How can Shlomo say forever when we know the Beit HaMikdash did not last forever? He said, I want the Beit HaMikdash to be here so the Jews can bring Korbanot forever. Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav Ze Mizbeah Banui. There is a Mizbeah. And it's built in the Shamayim. U'Michael Sarah Gadol, and the Michael was the Kohen Gadol in the Shamayim, Malach Michael, Omed u'makriv alav korban. He brings korbanot. And therefore, there's always a Beit HaMikdash. That's Beit HaMikdash in Mala. Even when the temple on this earth was destroyed, Shemala. That's why we say in the Tefillah, V'ishe Yisrael u'tfilatam, Ishe Yisrael literally means, and the fires, the korbanot of Yisrael you should accept. There's no korbanot today. So, there's korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash Shel Ma'ala. And who does Mikhael put on those korbanot? The neshamot of the tzaddikim. The Barmanam, when there's a tragedy, the Baruch Hu takes the neshamot of the tzaddik, and Mikhael brings it on the Mizbeah, and it's a mechaper for all of Am Yisrael. So therefore we say, Ishe Yisrael, those sacrifices of Yisrael that are on that Mizbeah of Mikhael, it should be accepted. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Elu Talmidei Achamim Oskim Be'alkot Avoda Ma'alem HaKetuv Kilu Nebnei Bet Mikdash Bimehem. Amazing. When Shlomo HaMelech said Le'olam Zot Al Yisrael, he was referring to the Talmidei Achim that studied Torah throughout the generations. Zot is like Zot HaTorah Shel Sam Moshe. And therefore the Zot, those people that studied Torah, God, it should be considered as if God built the Beit HaMikdash in their times, and they built Korbanot. Amar Eshtagish. By Dikhtiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Zot HaTorah, La Ola, La Mincha, Vela Hatat, Vela Asham. Kol Asik BaTorah, Kilo Ekriv Ola, Mincha, Hatat, Vela Asham. Whoever studies Torah, it's like he brought these Korbanot. You know the explanation of the Pasuk is like this? Zot HaTorah, La Ola. You don't need to bring in Ola. La. Lo, La Ola. Because it's like you brought the Ola. La Hatat. You don't need a Hatat. La Hashem. Why? Because when you're learning, it's like you brought the Korbanot. So you have to actually bring them. It's like you did it.
You gotta say the Lamed.
That's the right. The Lamed. The La. It's no. Amar Rava. So Gemara says, Hai La Ola La Mincha. Ola U'mincha Mev'ele. Which is the first way we learned the Pasuk, sounds like it's as if he brought the Korbanot. Not that he doesn't need to bring it. It sounds like, if you're learning, you get credit as if you brought it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, it shouldn't say La Ola, it should say Zot HaTorah, Ola, Umincha. As if, when you study Torah, it's like Ola, Mincha, Hatat, Hashem. What is the Lamed coming to tell you? So Gemara says what I just said. אלא אמר אבא כלוסק בתור אינו צריך לא עולה ולא מנחה ולא חתן ולא אשם. That's the la 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 la. אמר ביצחק בית דכתיב זאת תורת החתת וזאת תורת האשם. כל העוסק בתורת חתת כאילו מקריב חתת, כל העוסק בתורת אשם כאילו מקריב אשם. Zot Torah Tachatat. You study Torah of the Hatat like we studied for the past 2 years. We studied Torah Tachatat. We're studying the Torah of the Ola. So Hashem gives you credit as if you brought it. We studied Masechet Zevachim. That's Torah Tachatat. You're studying it with no Korbanot. You learned it. Hashem gives us the credit as if we brought the Korbanot. And Zot Torah Hashem. The same thing. We studied all the Korbanot of Hashem. Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mistorah, Hashem Neza. Hashem gives us the credit by studying it as if we brought the Korban. We are continuing the Gemara. We are on Daf Kuf Yud. We're at the Mishnah. Ne'emar ba'ola behema isher reyach nichowah. Olat behema. When a person brings the behema, it's a Korban ola. So it says in the Pasuk, isher reyach nichowah. Give God. It's a good smell for Hashem. Yisheh reyach nichowah. Olat off, if a person means a korban ola, as an off, a bird, a smaller korban. Yisheh reyach nichowah. Also, it gives God pleasure. Reyach nichowah. Ubemincha, even if a person brings a flower, a meal offering, what does it say? Yisheh reyach nichowah. Which teaches us, no matter how big or small the korban is, it gives God the same pleasure. Lomar lecha, אחד המרבה ואחד הממעיט ובלבד שיכוון לבו לשמיים. Which means whether a person brings a lot of korbanot like a big olat behema or a person brings a small mincha, yisheh reyach nichowah. Either way it gives borei olam great pleasure. אחד המרבה ואחד הממעיט. We once explained that we have a general rule. It says, Atin v'gamin l'rabot, Achin
Verakin lema'it. Anytime you see the word it, et l'rabot, it is an inclusionary word. It includes. Anytime you see the word gam, gam is l'rabot also. Whenever you see the word ach, ach is lema'it, minimizes. Ach, rak also minimizes. So we spend like this. It says, hadam arbeh v'hadam amayit. Doesn't matter how much you bring. So long as the Lashem Shemaim is hard, is in the right place, Baralam doesn't measure the korban. He measures the lev. If you take the word lev, what's the letters before lev? What's the letter before lamed? Chaf. What's the letter before bet?
Aleph.
That says ach. Ach is lema'et. What's the letters after lev? What's the letters after lamed? Men. What's the letters after bet? Gimel. Gam. So the letters before lev is ach. And the letters after lev is gam. Echad amarbe. Echad amamait. Whether you barbe or you mamait, or b'vat sheichaben libo l'shamayim. Comes the Gemara and begins. Amar bizira me'ekira. Where do we know this principle? That no matter how much you bring, Borei Olam is happy. So it says in the Pasuk, Metuka shenat ha'oved. Im me'at v'imarbe yochal. It says the sleep of the one that's working, of the oved, is sweet. Metuka shenat ha'oved. The sleep of the worker is sweet, no matter how much he eats. Whether he eats a lot, or whether he eats a little. Which type of Oved are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Oved Avodah, the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. That even if he eats a lot or a little, he's happy. Now, let's read Rashi. No, there's no Rashi. So we have to figure it out ourselves. Which means the guy that's bringing the Korban in the Beit HaMikdash, he has a sweet sleep. Hu'il ubeni makorban me'at. Ubeni mi'arbe, hu yuchal et secharo. That's the point. Whether his korban is big or whether his korban is small, he's going to get the reward anyway. Hu yuchal, he will eat. He will eat the reward. So for me, you see, it doesn't matter how big or how small. Gemara brings another proof. Abadah barahaba amar me'acha. Birbot hatova. When there's a lot of tova, tova is the korban, the good, that's the korban. Rabu ochleha. So the bigger the korban, the more eaters there's going to be. Uma kishron lebe'aleha. Which means, the pasuk is saying over here, birbot tova. Or actually, we have to read the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, ki'im re'ut aynav. It all goes according to what he sees. What's the pasuk? Berbot atova, that's the korban. Rabu ochleha, that's the kohanim. Umat tova, yesh lebe'aleha. What benefit does the baal get? Who's the baal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat any of it. Whether you bring a big korban or you get a small korban, what does he benefit? He sees it. He sees that you brought it. So therefore, you see, achadim abeh v'achadim abeh, to the be'alim, there's no achila anyway. So therefore, it's the thought, it's the machshava. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Bore, Ma keti beparashat korbanot, Shelo ne'emar bahen, Lo el, Velo Elohim, Ela Hashem, Shelo litum petchon peh, Lema'adin lachlok. Rabbi Shimon says, if you look at all the korbanot, only one name of Hashem is used throughout all the korbanot, Yudke Bavke, Havaya. Even though Hashem has many names, Ken, Elokim, etc. Why does the Pasuk only use Yudke Bavke? Because it didn't want a person to have to make a mistake to think that this Korban is going to this God, and that Korban is going to that God, and this is appeasing another God. So it always uses the word Yudke Bavke to show that one God, all the Korbanos go to the same address. The Maharsha points out that because logically in certain korbanot, let's say korban hatat, that's mechaper, that takes away the judgment on the person. So it should say the word Elohim. But it doesn't say Elohim, even though that would be a more befitting word because that's the name of Deen, but God, it wrote Havaya because it wants to keep it universal. That's the same God. V'ne'emar b'shon hagas isher reyach nihoah u'b'of hadak isher reyach nihoah u'b'mencha isher reyach nihoah l'omar lecha echad amarbe v'echad amamai v'ashi chavet debol ha'shamayim. Like we learned, shon hagas is the fat shon, the big animal that a person brings, or the small bird, or the mincha. Everyone gives God pleasure. Isher reyach nihoah l'Hashem, to teach you, doesn't matter how much, how big, how small. Maybe you'll make the mistake and say, well, Hashem needs the korban because he eats the korbanot. Maybe God eats from the korbanot. Halila. Tamud omar, im erav, lo omar lach, ki li tevel umlo'ah. Which means, God says, if I was like a human being that gets hungry, even then, I wouldn't tell you to feed me because the whole world belongs to me. So you see, God doesn't need to eat. God saying, even if I was like a human being that gets hungry, but I'm not. But even if I was, I wouldn't ask you to eat because the whole world belongs to me anyway. I don't have to ask you for anything. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to eat from the korbanot. V'ne'emar, and it says, ki li kol haito ya'ar. To God belongs all the behemot. All the animals. Behemot v'harere alef. The animals in the mountains. How many mountains? 1,000 mountains, so to speak. Harere Aleph, 1,000 mountains. Yadalti kol oparim. I know all the birds in the mountains. Viziz sadai imadi. Ziz is like the Lashon Zuz. Anything that moves. All the moving creatures in the field belong to me, I know them. Ha'ochal besar abirim. You think I'm going to eat the meat of the cows? Vindam atudim ishter. You think I need to drink the blood of the tayish of the goats? And then Hashem says, "Lo amarti alechem zivchu kedei shetomar e'aseh lesono ve'aseh lesoni." Don't think I told you to bring the korban with the following logic: that the person will say, "Listen, let me do God's will, and then he'll do my will." As if God needs your korban. God says, don't think that that's the kavanah behind the korbanot. Where you say, I say this or no, no, I say this or me. That's not the pshat. I don't need your korbanot. Ela, what's the pshat? Lo lirtzoni atim zubhim. You're not doing me a favor by bringing the korbanot. I don't need the korbanot. So why do we bring them? Ela lirtzonechem atim zubhim. Shene emad, lirtzonechem, is why you need the korbanot. Korbanot gives kapala. The korbanot brings the person closer to Hashem. The to'ilat of the korban is on the person. It just gives a kadosh baruch hu nahat ruach. It gives God pleasure that you're listening to His word. But you shouldn't think, oh, I did for God. He needs the korban kiyilu. He doesn't need the korban. Davar acher, it says as well, l'ritzonechem tizbachuhu. It says that you have to bring the korban l'ritzonechem. What does it mean, l'ritzonechem? So the Gemara says, l'ritzonechem zibhu, l'da'techem zibhu. Which means, you need to have kavanah. When you slaughter a korban, it has to be l'da'at. Which means, let's say a guy had a knife in his hand, and all of a sudden, somehow an animal came by, and his hand moved, he slaughtered the animal. But he didn't have kavanah to slaughter it for a korban. The shaitan just happened by itself, no good. The pasuk says, "L'ritzonechem tisbachu." It has to be done l'ratzon, l'da'at. Kedabaa minei Shmuel b'Ravuna. Like Shmuel es Ravuna. Minayin l'mitasek b'kadashim shu pasul. Guys, mitasek b'kadashim, like the case I told you. He has a knife in his hand, then he's just going back and forth, and an animal comes underneath him and he slaughters it. It wasn't mitkaven for the korban. How do we know that that's pasul? So he says, "Shne'emar v'shachat et ben abakar." That you need to make the shechita for the sake of ben abakar. Not stam mitasek, not stam. So comes the Gemara and says, look at that sheet. L'rtzonechem zabuhu. Shetehe kabanatchem l'shchot. Kabanat l'shchot. Perat l'mitasek b'sakin l'chtob d'varach. Let's say you were using the knife to cut something else. V'shachat b'emot kadashim. Most of the b'ema came under it and you slaughtered it. No good. Amar lo, zu b'yadenu hu. Says that, I know that pasuk. He says, I know this pasuk b'shadat ben abakar that you need kavana. My question was la'akir minayim. That all just tells me l'chatahila. But how do I know it's pasuk b'di'avan if you didn't do it with kavana? So he said, Talmud Omar, l'rsonechem tizbachu, l'da'atechem tizbachu. So he quotes another pasuk. Now we learned throughout Zebachim and Melachot that in Kadashim, anytime you have two pasukim, that teaches you it's ma'akir. The first pasuk just tells me it's proper to do it. Once you have a second pasuk that's telling me the same thing, that teaches me that if you don't do it that way, it's ma'akir. And then when the Gemara says there's two pasukim over here, first they have the pasuk of Shahad ibn Abakar. He says, I know that pasuk, but I want to know how you know it's ma'akir. Ah, then so they can't just ma'ahu. Which teaches me what? The Da'atechem Zebuchu. Now Tosafot has a different understanding in this Gemara. Because we're going to learn about Masechet Chulin Be'ezrat Hashem. That the Gemara over there holds that any shechita has to be lada'at. Not only a shechita of Sebachim, even a shechita of Chulin has to be lada'at. That if you just slaughter me without kavana. So therefore, what's the question that they were asking over here? So Tosafot understands the question on a deeper level. That the kavana over here is not stam l'shem kadashim. They have to slaughter it l'shem to take it out of the level of Ibn Menachai. Because every animal, when it's alive, it's a soup, it's Ibn Menachai. So therefore, the kavana is not stam, I'm slaughtering for a korban. Every shaita needs a kavana for shaita. But here, when it comes to korbanot, it's a kavana that I want to remove it from the isur of Ibn Menachai. That's the way the Tosafot understands. Adran alach, hare, alai, esaron, muslik ala, masechet, menachot. Adran alach, masechet, menachot.